And we're getting it started right now. 47 degrees in Kalamazoo, but you know what? We're going to ignore that as much as possible. It's 590 WKZO. My name is Jeremy Lawrence. I am the host and proprietor of the Jeremy Lawrence Show. And, of course, alongside me, the ever elusive and always colorful, except today because he's wearing blue and gray. we're talking about the one, the only producer of the program.
Michael Loudon.
He is here. And he is not blinding me, unlike other days of the week.
I decided to switch it up.
I'm assuming it's because, you know, the laundry still needs to be done or something like that.
But, yeah, I just did it today.
Okay, there you go. So it's probably still in the dryer, I have a feeling. Mm-hmm. There you go. Okay. So we're all set, ready to go, ready to chat with you today. Of course, to be a part of the program, anything we do, whether it's giveaways or conversations or whatever it may be, 382-4280. Or 877-382-4280. Or you can also text us at any time, 80373, and share your insights and views. And as you know, as you listen to the program, we do share some of those texts as we move along on the airwaves. Now, a couple of things to tell you about before we dig into it today. Got some giveaways for you, as I do every day, because I'm just that kind of guy. But if you are into blockbuster superhero movies, I don't know, it seems like it's the year for you because there's a lot of stuff coming out for whatever reason. And superheroes are everywhere. And they'll be in the theater again this weekend with the arrival of The Amazing Spider-Man 2. I've heard even if you haven't seen the first one that this is still good, so you should check it out. But four tickets to go see it. It's at Celebration Cinema in Portage. That's the one behind the mall. Very comfortable and a great place to not only lounge and watch a movie, but also eat, too, because there's great food there, too. So four tickets to that. We're going to give them away right now. No, I'm kidding.
Wait a minute.
I'm kidding. See, I just wanted to get Michael's reaction. We're not giving them away right now. Relax, Michael. Because he is insisting, given his control of the phone lines and relative control of the show, I guess, he's insisted that we're going to have to do some dumb, stupid, ridiculous trivia. So it's happening. I don't know. One of these days I'll try and override it, but I don't think it's going to work because he's got the phone lines.
I can just unhook him.
even if I say, no, we're going to take just a winner and they're going to get that, he'll still ask you a trivia question. It's built in. I don't know what it is with the guy, so I guess we just have to put up with it. But we're going to be doing that, giving you an opportunity to go see a debut movie. This one's debuting this weekend, which I guess finally last weekend, Captain America got knocked out of the top spot at the box office. So, you know, just in time for Marvel to put a new one there.
Yes, it had to happen at some point, you know, unfortunately.
So the Marvel superhero juggernaut continues, and I guess a little later this month, X-Men Days of Future Past, or whatever it is, that one's coming out.
With Patrick Stewart.
With Patrick Stewart, of course.
And he's not playing Jean-Luc Picard.
No. No, that's, what is it, Professor Charles Xavier. Mm-hmm. See, I had to go back a little bit. I've gotten out of the habit with the X-Men movie. I've seen, like, two of them. And I know there's like, you know, 17 of them or whatever it is now, so I'm kind of out of practice.
Well, you've seen one more than I have then.
Okay, well, I have seen two of them, and that's the older stuff. So I haven't seen the newer stuff with, you know, Origins and Wolverine and whatever. So I'm a little out of practice. I'm totally out of circulation, I guess.
I think the one I've seen is Origins.
See, you're more up to date than I am. So I guess I just need to, like, take up reading Wikipedia or something. That's probably what's going to have to happen.
Then you'll know what's going on.
Of course. Yeah. So we're going to give those away. Also, video of the day. And I invite you to check out the last couple of days. We didn't have an opportunity yesterday to share it with you. Nevertheless, we still did one. And we did one from Jimmy Fallon's team at The Tonight Show yesterday. That was the New York fans booing their former second baseman without knowing they were actually booing the man himself. They thought they were booing a cardboard cutout. And while they're doing that, he would step out from behind it.
That's funny.
So, it's a great one. You need to see that. I showed my family this one at home later. You know, it was that good. So, and this one, my family showed to me, actually. as we were looking at some YouTube videos last night, an NFL draft training video. Now, this one is interesting. It's got a former Texas A&M wide receiver who's preparing for the upcoming NFL draft, and it looks like the guy could catch anything. The way that they do this video. Now, it's all done tongue-in-cheek by this crew that likes to do basketball shots from odd and bizarre angles. So they do some of that, but they also do some interesting things involving tree frog, Vaseline, and rainbow trout. All to get ready for the NFL draft. It's worth it. See, Michael's looking blank. I think he hasn't watched this again.
Unfortunately, so. I am behind two videos.
He's been too busy controlling the phone lines. That's all there is to it. It just takes all of his attention. So I'm trying to distract him with these, really. So, you got to help me out here. You got to watch these things so I can retake control of the phone lines here. That's all I'm saying.
I'll be caught up at the end of the day, so sorry.
So check out the video. It's at WKZO.com. Go down to the blog section. It's under the news section. You can check it out. Also, it's available on Facebook. Also invite you to check out the Everything Kalamazoo Marathon page at WKZO.com. I tell you what, it's got tons of stuff on there for you to be able to get ready for this marathon, even if you're not running in it. Even if you're just a spectator, you know somebody that's in it, there's enough there that's going to keep you busy and occupied for probably the next, 36 hours, I would bet. I mean, there's just a ton there.
It's loaded.
There's a lot of stuff there, so check it out. It is the Everything Kalamazoo Marathon page. The quick link section at WKZO.com is where you find it. All of it brought to you by Denoyer Chevrolet. Glad that they're on board with us, helping out with that. Now, a little bit later, we'll dig into something that Harry Reid is digging into that, I tell you what, it's just the future of the country is at stake. Harry Reid wants to rename the Redskins.
What an important issue.
I'm glad they're taking it up, let me tell you. So we're talking about that a little bit later on. And I hope you could be a part of this show for that discussion. We're going to be doing that a little later. Right now, though, an announcement has come out of 10 employers in the state of Michigan who have decided to team up. They feel that sexual orientation and gender identity should be a part of protections. They're saying, you know, that the state needs to find ways to keep and attract talent, and there's barriers to that. This happens to be one of them. That from the AT&T Michigan president, Jim Murray. Other members of this coalition, you've got AT&T Michigan, obviously, Blue Cross Blue Shield, Consumers Energy, Dow Chemical, Google, Herman Miller, Steelcase, Whirlpool, the list goes on, really. Now, I understand what they're wanting to do. They want to ban employment discrimination against homosexuals. So, my view on this is twofold. First of all, these companies want to ban employment discrimination. Great. Lead the charge in your businesses. In every one of your businesses, decide, you know what? In our business, privately, the way we run right here in the state, we're going to make sure that no discrimination takes place against anyone for any reason. And I think, you know, not just the idea of, you know, gay people, but people that are of different races or, you know, various sexes or whatever, or religious leanings, whatever they may be. Just lead the charge and say, you know what, we're not going to discriminate based on anything, and we're going to set the pace for other companies to follow in this state. I think that would be admirable to be able to step out and say, you know what, we're just going to run our business, we're going to do this, and we're not going to worry about what people are, what they believe, or any of that stuff. We're just going to go do business. That's number one. Number two, they're wanting to make this a part of the law in the state. Now, I guess, you know, I understand, and it's noble to say, you know what, no one should discriminate against anyone, and, you know, there are laws out there that make people, compel people not to do that. But I kind of think, you know what, when do we get to the point where we stop demanding that the government tell everybody what they need to do? When do we get to the point where market forces tell people that they can and can't discriminate. In this case, we have seen, you know, particularly for gays, they want equal treatment. That's fine. That is absolutely fine. But why do we need the law to force people to do it? Why not let market forces do it? If a company is deciding to hire and they discriminate based on something, the word is going to get out. The word's going to get out about that company. Hey, you know what? They discriminate based on this, this, and that.
And then people will not buy their products or their services or won't even want to get a job there.
There you go. Then people would decide, you know what? Mm-mm. No, I'm not going to worry about that. I'm not sending a resume to those people. Uh-uh. Not happening. Why is it in this day and age that we can't decide that we have power as consumers to be able to step up and say, all right, you know what? You do your business this way. I live my life a different way. Therefore, I will not do business with you. And if enough people don't, they're going to relook at what they're doing. And that has nothing to do with the government. The government needs to involve itself in things that are important. And I think they are to a great degree. In the state of Michigan, you're talking about road repair and common sense reforms and looking at how taxes are collected and things like that. These are things that the government legitimately needs to look at. To say, well, we need to look at, we'll update this and tweak that and do that, and how should education funding be done, and how should this be done? And you know what? It's time for the government to get out of that kind of business, and time for the government to get into doing the things that it needs to do to encourage commerce and then get out of the way of it. Now, would this encourage commerce? Well, maybe. Maybe it would. Maybe it wouldn't. But I guess, to my thinking, I'm wondering if we're at the point now, and think about everything that you hear in public, you hear all the different polling data on who supports this and who's supported here and there, and the majority of people do this and that and the other. Have we gotten to that point that we can stop having government tell us, you can't do this by law? Have we gotten to that point? I think that now is a good time to say, you know what? For companies in America, you know, if you're going to lead and you're going to lead your industry in saying, you know what? We are not going to discriminate against anyone for any reason. We're here to do business and we're going to carry out our business. What do you think about it? 382-4280-877-382-4280 or 803-73. You could be a part of us via text. You know, this idea of, well, let's push to have the government do this or that or protect this group or that group. You know what? I think market forces could make a big, big difference. And we've seen that already. I mean, there have been cases out there of where people have decided, you know what? I'm not going to serve people based on the fact that they're gay or they're this or they're that or the other. And market forces have come to play and boycotts have come up. And then guess what? They're either forced to rethink their position or forced to go out of business. And for some companies, yeah, it might take a little bit longer if it's a larger company. But you know what? You have enough pressure on them to do something. A company's going to go, well, wait a minute, if this affects the bottom line, then maybe it's time that we do something about that. It's a harder road, I will admit. But there's a difference here in saying to companies, you know what? We're going to convince you by saying we're going to take our dollars elsewhere and spend them elsewhere versus the government coming along and saying, you will do this, and if you don't, jail time, fine, whatever else. Why can't we put it in that frame of mind so that it ends up being controlled by private industry rather than controlled by this all-seeing government that tells us, well, you will believe this and you will believe that. And you have the freedom totally to believe whatever you want. But the bottom line is market forces and the will of the people should prevail in that way. Just my 2 cents worth on the issue. And you've got these companies coming out. You know what? It's noble they're leading the charge, but I'd say, you know what? Lead the charge in your hiring practices, and I would imagine a lot of those companies probably already are leading the charge in their hiring practices, I would bet. Just my 2 cents worth. We'll talk about that. And as we continue ahead, Harry Reid, Senate Majority Leader, feels like they must have finished everything they need to work on because now he wants to put pressure on the NFL, namely the Washington Redskins. We'll talk about that. Take your phone calls as well. As we continue ahead, Jeremy Lawrence Show, 590 WKZO. WKZO, Jeremy Lawrence Show as we continue along. And we'll be discussing the weather forecast with the one, the only Bob Larson coming up here in another 15 minutes or so. And one of the things that we want to ask him about, because we asked him this a couple of days ago, what the marathon weather is going to be like.
Yes, I'm really interested in that, as well as you are, too.
Certainly, certainly. And which race are you running?
The 10K.
Oh, the 10K. Okay. We had a discussion about that earlier today and couldn't figure out whether you were 5K or 10K.
Usually I do the 5K, but I decided to step it up this year and do the 10K. Uh-huh. I have a little bit of a plan going. I would like to do next year the half marathon and then the full marathon the year after that.
Okay, so you got a plan to be a nut here in 3 years.
Yes.
Okay, that's great. No, I don't want to say that to people, really. It is a healthy thing that is just not anything I can picture myself doing. 26.2 miles. Ugh.
That's why I'm taking baby steps,
there
working my
go.
Way up there.
Baby steps to the race, baby steps in the race. Yeah, exactly. But we're going to find out what the weather is going to be like for the marathon because a lot of people are counting on this. I personally am in the 5K, just trying to get healthy. It's what I'm doing, and that's all what I'm all about with that. I think people are going to want to know what this is going to be like. Even if you're a spectator, be nice to know whether or not to have an umbrella while you cheer people on. And if you're actually in the race, you might want to know, okay, am I going to have to wring myself out at the end of the race?
Am I going to smell like a wet dog?
Yeah. No, you might anyway because you're sweating, but, you know, there's a difference there. So, anyway, we'll talk to Bob Larson about that coming up. Of course, this portion of the program brought to you by Comerica Bank. Raise your expectations of what a bank could be when it's time. Come to Comerica. And one of the things I wanted to talk about, and we'll really dig into this a little bit later, but I'll just tell you kind of the thought here that I had on this. Harry Reid, in the wake of the whole Donald Sterling thing with the NBA, and they moved to ban him for life. And by the way, there are rumblings that he has no intent to sell his team, so that could make for an interesting showdown.
But the NBA owners could force the sale if 75% of them agree to that.
Mm, they could.
They could.
They could. But does he have to take the money?
I don't know.
See, there it is. So, who knows? It'd be interesting to see how this comes up. But in the wake of all of that, because politicians want to leave no opportunity
untouched.
Untouched. There you go. Not the word I was looking for, but it works. Anyway, because politicians don't want to leave an opportunity like that untouched, Michael's word there, Harry Reid decided, you know what? Now's the perfect time to go after the NFL. Why? Because they have a team called the Washington Redskins. Now, we've discussed the team here on the show, and you know, the original thought behind Redskins was to honor a coach at the time of the team. They called it, and the coach was Native American. And so they honored him with the name of the team. It was a way to kind of give him sort of the nod. You know, we like you. We want to honor you. And ultimately, you know, I think the team should be allowed to be called whatever it wants. But Harry Reid deciding that the Senate has nothing better to do and nothing else to focus on, like, say, well, I don't know, spending way too much money or healthcare problems or no, let's instead go after the Washington Redskins. He says that what needs to happen is for the NFL's commissioner to go after the team and force the issue. He says he wants Roger Goodell to act. Says he's a good man. It's time for this good man to act and remove this hateful term from your league's vocabulary. Now, there are announcers out there, and I've heard of them, that will not say the name Redskins. That's fine.
Mm-hmm.
But should Harry Reid say, okay, time to force the issue? And I think, you know what, Harry? There's some other things to focus on the Senate. That's just kind of my two cents worth.
We have bigger fish to fry.
But never mind. Harry Reid wants to talk about it, so we'll chat about it as we continue ahead. It is 3:39, 47 degrees in Kalamazoo, 590 WKZO. Jeremy Lawrence here with you on the Jeremy Lawrence Show. That makes sense. And also with you is Michael Loudon in control of the phone. See, you're waving at people. It's radio, Michael. They can't see you.
I know. I don't know why I do that.
I can see you, but waving at me makes no difference.
I know, because you're the only one that can see me.
There you go. So, and unless somebody's listening on one of those newfangled HD radios, you know, that's they're out there. But, you know, you still can't even see people waving on that. So.
You get a blurry image.
Yeah, it's just sort of blur. Well, yeah, I think, was that Michael waving? I can't tell. Anyway, enough about waving, because we're going to see hopefully a lot of waving and cheers and shouts in the marathon coming up this weekend, whether you're running in the marathon, half marathon, 10K, 5K run, 5K walk.
Kids run.
I'm kind of thinking they should just add a stroll to it or something as well. It's just my two cents worth. But they're going to be doing an awful lot of running this weekend, Sunday in particular. I guess tomorrow they get the kids run going, though.
Kids run and the motivational mile.
The motivational mile. Uh-huh. See, the motivation for me is I want to finish and not look dumb. So that's my motivation as I head through the 5K.
Well, let's see. They will be taking pictures, so when they email them to you, you'll have to decide, do I look dumb or not?
There you go. There you go. And if I do, that picture will not be shared with anyone. So anyway, that's coming up. We're going to be chatting with Bob Larson here in just a few minutes to find out just exactly what we're looking at weather-wise. What he said a couple of days ago sounded like was pretty good. But we'll have to check up with him here in just a little bit to see exactly how it's going to be weather-wise and that sort of thing. In the meantime, as you heard just a minute or two ago, you can check out everything having to do with the marathon at the Everything Kalamazoo Marathon page. You can find it real easy at WKZO.com. Go to the Quick Links section and click on the Everything Kalamazoo Marathon page. You will get everything that is out there on this marathon. You're going to be spending all night on this thing if you decide to go there. So I hope you're ready to be bowled over with the information. We've got it all for you. All of it brought to you by Denoyer Chevrolet. So we're thankful for their participation in this. Thankful also that the weather will be good, I hope. Bob Larson, we've been talking about it. The marathon's coming up this weekend. What are we looking at?
Yeah, let's lead off with that, because I've been taking a look at this. And cool, but I believe dry. There was concern about showers earlier. While it's not out of the question that there's a shower later Sunday afternoon, I think we're fine for Sunday morning and midday. It is going to be cool, though. 8 o'clock in the morning should be in the middle 40s. Wind out of the northwest, 5 to 10 miles per hour, and partly cloudy. That wind will probably increase pretty quickly by mid and late morning, probably to the tune of 10 to 20 miles per hour. So that's not a good thing for runners. I know wind is not an operable thing, particularly if you have to run into it. There'll be a northwest wind, 10 to 20 miles per hour by late morning. And although it'll be in the 40s, 8 in the morning, by noon should be just above 50.
Okay. So there you go. We've been talking about that here for a little while, wondering, all right, where are we on that today? So that said, we've got that all figured out. What are we looking at right now?
And by the way, we'll take another look at that tomorrow. But today, welcome to the month of May, and that leads to my word.
Mm-hmm.
The word is uncharacteristic. Okay. If you're outside for any amount of time today, with it being cloudy, with it being a little wet, with it being chilly and a little breezy, windy, it's little, let's say, uncharacteristic for the month of May.
It's more like April part two.
Yeah, it is. It is.
Yes.
It is. It's chilly, and we're still going to be looking at a couple of showers in the area tonight, along with a chilly breeze. We drop into the lower 40s. Another cool day tomorrow, and there still could be a shower, but I think overall less in the way of rain than what we had today, probably more spotty than it has been today, 55. And by Saturday, we're up towards 60 for a high and some sunshine at times, but still the chance of a shower.
Okay. All right. Well, it looks like we're starting to climb out of it a little bit, this wet stuff.
Yes.
But, yeah, pretty slowly from the
sounds
of it.
Still below average. Average high on the first day of May is 66. It's going to be a while before we can get back to 66. Now that we're in the month of May, it's always worth a look ahead. By the end of the month, by the end of this month, the average high jumps to 75. Doesn't that sound nice?
Oh, my goodness.
Not talking about an unusually warm day. It's just talking about a run-of-the-mill average day, mid-70s by the end of this month.
I like the sounds of that. I just hope it actually happens.
In other words, a day with a high of 70 would be considered a cool day. Put that into perspective.
There you go.
But that's okay, though.
Yeah.
But for runners at this point, I mean, this is the kind of weather that everything I've heard indicates this is the kind of weather you want if you're going to run. So I guess there's a bright side to everything.
That's right.
All right. Well, Bob Larson with AccuWeather, I know you're going to keep track of this for us and keep us up to date tomorrow when you check in.
Yeah, we'll do that. We'll throw some numbers at you, being that tomorrow is Friday.
Yes, indeed. All right. Bob Larson, appreciate your time here with us. And appreciate your time with us as we continue ahead here on the program. Going to be talking about, yep, it's come up again because of this whole thing in the NBA. Harry Reid decided to take advantage of this moment to say, come on, NFL, time to change the name of the Redskins. Well, I have an interesting proposition to run past you, and we'll chat about that as we continue ahead on the Jeremy Lawrence Show on 590 WKZO. Degrees, as Bob Larson was kind of alluding to, yeah, that's kind of abnormal for this time of year. I did read a prediction that said something to the effect of summer would be cooler and shorter this year.
I read the same thing.
Now, I thought, okay, well, that's a safe prediction, given that we had the winter like we did. You're figuring probably, okay, that'll happen again. Here's hoping it won't.
I'm hoping we don't have that kind of winter again.
Ooh, I don't think anybody wants that. But apparently one thing that Harry Reid wants is he wants to have less controversy in his NFL. Now, mind you, Harry Reid, a senator from the state of Nevada, is worried about what's going on with a private entity in Washington, D.C., an organization that has been around, amazingly enough, since before Harry Reid himself has been around. We're talking about the Washington Redskins. And there has been controversy over the years in the Redskins needing to change their name. Now, here's the thing. I think ultimately, eventually, they will. They will be kind of pushed into this. Market forces will drive them into that. And that's fine if that's the case. But Harry Reid felt like that because the NBA made the move to ban Donald Sterling from basically lifting a finger and doing anything in the NBA, including showing up to games or otherwise watching games or wearing T-shirts or having anything to do with the league itself.
Speaking the name Clippers would get him in trouble.
I would guess so. And Harry Reid said, and he actually talked about this on the Senate floor, as if they don't have other things they can look at, he's on the Senate floor talking about sports. Now, for some people, they're going, all right, yeah. But here's the other problem. He's not talking about sports as in what happened in the NBA playoffs. He's not talking about that.
No.
He's not talking about what's going on in the NHL. He's not talking about the upcoming NFL draft. He's not talking about the Tigers. He's not talking about baseball. He's not talking about anything except that he feels now's the time for the NFL to act and make the Redskins change their name. Now, if you remember a few years ago, and this is actually several years ago, the NBA had a team in Washington, D.C., known as the Washington Bullets. Now, they felt at that time, well, we need to change our name because having the name Bullets encourages gang violence. Huh?
It does?
This was their excuse at the time anyway, so they decided, you know what? Instead, we'll be the Wizards. Okay, whatever.
So they're going to pull some magic tricks on the court, right?
I guess. You know, they'll pull a magic trick and try and pull a competitive team out of their hat is what I'm guessing.
Well, they did win their first-round playoff series against the Bulls.
Well, good for them. Good for them. I'll give them that. All right. But at the time, they weren't terribly competitive either. So, you know, and you can tell I don't keep up with it. But the NBA has always been a bit more, quote-unquote, progressive. I'm not going to say they're liberal because that's not what I'm trying to say. But they've always been a little more on the leading edge of that kind of thing. And this suggestion to say, well, Roger Goodell needs to force the issue and have Dan Snyder, owner of the Redskins, change the name of the team. Now, Dan Snyder has pretty much said, nope, that's the name of the team. That's the way that it is. Well, Harry Reid said that Dan Snyder fails to show any leadership. Well, he's right there.
Yeah, he's got that right.
But he was saying in reference to refusing to change the team's name, I think Dan Snyder shows no leadership in that, hey, you know what? We'll let this guy coach for the next year. Oh, wait, he made a sensible decision. Well, he's out.
Yeah, we're going to make it to the playoffs this year. Nope.
And, you know, I mean, that goes on and on and on. We could talk about the Redskins from that standpoint of ineptness on the field and general ineptness in terms of general management. But that's something totally different. In this case, Harry Reid thinks that apparently the Senate has nothing better to do than to comment on the name of professional sports teams. Now, you could take this to its logical conclusion and say, okay, if the Redskins are so offensive, and admittedly, they may be an offensive name to some people. So, okay, maybe they should change their name. But that should be up to them. But maybe we could help Harry Reid out here a little bit. There are other teams in the NFL, 31 other teams other than the Redskins, and maybe we should look through and see, is the name offensive at all in any way? And if it is, then maybe it's time to say, you know what? We'll come up with something a little different. Something that wouldn't be offensive to anyone. Now, I don't know what those names would be. This is why I need your help. So, if you got one that you think, all right, you know what? It's just downright offensive for the New York Giants to be called the New York Giants. Maybe you have an alternative. I'd love to hear from you. 382-4280 or 877-382-4280. Or you can actually text us your thoughts on this. You could just put, go 80373, put the name of the team that you want to change, and then put the new name after that. That's what would be fine. Because I'm looking at this and saying, well, you know what? You could take this to any conclusion you want. Because the New York Giants, that might be offensive to tall people. Or, on the converse side, it might be offensive to short people. That something like that could be offensive to people. The Dallas Cowboys, there's another one. The Cowboys, that could be offensive to someone right there. There are several. Now, I would say this, and this is just my opinion, but any team name that has an animal in it, technically I think you could say that would be okay. That would be all right. Unless there are some, you know, some ticked off eagles or bears somewhere that are upset that there is a football team named after them. I don't know. But I just want to be helpful here. Because, you know what, ultimately, if at some eventual point in time, the Redskins decide to change their name, they are welcome to, so be it. And I think market forces will force them to that eventually. But since Harry Reid's so focused on this, maybe it's time to give him a hand. We can help him out. For instance, the New Orleans Saints. There's another one. That one might be offensive to people who don't feel like they're a saint. Maybe it would be offensive to Catholic people. I don't know.
Or offensive to anybody that doesn't believe in saints.
There you go. Maybe atheists would be upset at that one, and we can call them the New Orleans, I don't know, revelers? Of course, that might be offensive to people that don't party. So, I don't know. I mean, there's just some options out there. That, you know, what about the Oakland Raiders and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, both of these named after pirates?
It's offensive to people that are pirates.
There you go. Because you know what? Pirates are people too. You know, and think about that. I mean, there's still pirates out there. Mm-hmm. Would they want a sports team named after them?
I don't know. Oh, the Pittsburgh Pirates. There you go.
Yeah.
There's another team.
There you go. We're diving over to Major League Baseball. But your point is well made here. The San Francisco 49ers. Now, this could be offensive to several groups of people. First of all, people that can't count. Because if you can't get up to 49, I guess you can't be a fan, you know. But also, the 49ers were named after people that went on a gold rush out to California. What about people that aren't interested in money? You know?
Could be offensive to them,
could
absolutely.
Could be offensive to them, you know what? And, you know, what about, since dolphins... I'll make an exception here on the animal name thing. Because dolphins are so intelligent and so smart, why should we name a football team after them? The Miami Dolphins. Now, come on! You know, this could be offensive to an entire species.
And we knew they weren't even intelligent last season. We don't even need to go there.
The team or the fish?
The team.
Okay, yeah, because the fish are intelligent.
Yes.
You know, we want to stick up for them. The team, okay. Jets. You know, right there, that's an environmental polluter. Jets. Why are we celebrating this? Think about that.
Or what about people that are afraid of planes like me?
People that are scared of extreme heights, you know? And you're not the only one in the office. I've talked to some others that don't like to fly. I don't like it just because after you get off the ground, it's like, okay, basically, it's like a big tube that's kind of like one of those smelly greyhounds, you know? And really, there's no difference. It's a greyhound with wings, you know. But now, all right, the Pittsburgh Steelers. What about people that are offended by that work in the steel industry? Now, there's not many of them left in Pittsburgh, but there are a few, I'm sure. What about steel workers in other areas of the country? Doesn't that discriminate? How about the Houston Texans? There you go right there. I mean, let's not go any further because you are discriminating against 49 other states.
Yes. And they
shouldn't you be inclusive?
And they should be the Oilers.
See, no, that would be offensive to environmentalists.
Oh, yeah.
So you can't do that.
See?
You know.
I'm just trying to go with their original name.
See, now you could go Houston Americans, but then that would be offensive to the international community. So I guess, I don't know, the Houston Worlds. How about that?
I got to read this text that we just got in.
Okay.
It says, the Detroit Lions are offensive to me. They don't play up to the name. It should be the Detroit Poodles.
You know what? I'm almost with you on that. But I think there was a great name that someone I know came up with just a few years. And you can picture this with Howard Cosell's voice, and you have to, when he talks about the Detroit Football Kittens. That's what I picture right there. Yes, and they are offensive. They don't play like lions. They play like kittens sometimes, you know. We could go on and on and getting into lions jokes, but, you know, they've all been said at least four times in the last two decades.
I think Jay Leno used them all up.
It could be. I don't know. The Tennessee Titans. There's one that could be offensive to people.
Because, what if you don't feel like a Titan?
Yeah. And what about people that don't believe in Greek mythology? Because that's what it comes from. Titans were greater than the gods themselves. So what if you don't believe in that, you know, the whole Greek mythology thing? Well, guess what? That's offensive to me. There are so many others that you could do this with. That, you know, okay, the Patriots. All right. What if you were on the side of Britain in the Revolutionary War? That's going to be offensive to you. You could take this on and on and on. Why is Harry Reid looking at this?
I don't know.
Just one of those things. We're going to continue next hour. Keep it right here with us, Jeremy Lawrence Show on 590 WKZO.
Kalamazoo's news, weather, and traffic station is 590 WKZO. Kalamazoo.